We are joined here in the studio by Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
That's good.
It's a sunny day and going over to the Chambers Bocce Derby tournament
after this.
To see what that's all about.
We did the live remote there last year and it was a lot of fun. I was telling Kristen Smith yesterday, I felt jealous because the whole time I was sitting there on the side in front of a table with headphones on broadcasting while just sort of watching everyone having such a great time in the afternoon. But yeah.
Going over to be a super spectator this year.
Super fan.
Yeah,
she was excited about that. It was like a Kentucky Derby style costume contest, and you get to bet on the winners or something like that. I don't know what it entails.
It's a fun fundraiser that they do every year. So that's over at the American Legion, and people are welcome to come by.
Absolutely. And check out the American Legion property as well while you're there think about the future of that.
We had the Chamber Board meeting this morning, so that was interesting.
How did that go?
Yeah, it was good, talking about all the legislation going on right now and where everybody stands. It was good.
I did get a report today relating to impact fees, those bills. We were talking with Mark Dorison yesterday.
Right.
And, of course, Orange County is talking about light rail. We'll talk about that in a second. That's just sort of sucking up all the air in the room this week and next ahead of this vote.
Yeah.
And we have to pay attention to the fact that there's all these other things that are still moving through, and impact fees is one of them. But today, Kirk Ross, who's been covering the developments on impact fees down the road in Raleigh, reported that one of the HB 406, which was the one that is just specific to Orange County, still moving through, but it was a very narrow vote by the committee. So if Governor Cooper vetoes, if it gets to that point, then there might not be enough votes to override. But we'll have to see. The other bill, 436, which is the big broad one that covers the whole state, apparently Representative Greg Meyer attached an amendment changing it from a bill that changes the actual policy to just a study on the future, which passed. So that HB 436 is now much lesser of a bill than it was before.
Yes, and that was when we met with Republican leadership a couple weeks ago. The Metro mayors, they talked about that they really wanted to concentrate on the budget the rest of the season and go home in a decent time, that they really weren't willing to take on another big fight, so that they were probably going to recommend that it go to committee as well. That was what we were told.
Mm-hmm.
So we were hopeful that was the case, but we're still watching the Orange County bill pretty closely.
And that's still making
the
its way through.
The vote was like 12 to 13.
Yeah, 13 to 12 or something, like really close. So you would think if it comes to that, then if it gets to Governor Cooper's desk, you'd think there would be a veto, because I assume that's pretty much every Democrat plus a handful of Republicans opposed.
Well, like I told you, this one sets a precedent. That's why it's also scary that somebody from another district that's not even related to that district doesn't have to inform the delegation from that district, and then they can impose their will somewhere
and isn't accountable to the voters in that district either, who are directly affected. Like, that's such a fundamental principle of democracy, that you should have a say in the laws that affect you.
But, well, we would think that was a fundamental
right.
People have definitions of what fundamental democracy means.
Speaking with Chapel Hill Pam Heminger, and we'll continue to follow that. Of course, light rail is the big issue this week and next with the vote coming up. I've got to ask you, because we got an open letter from a number of current and former mayors of Carrboro and Chapel Hill speaking out pretty strongly in favor of the proposal that's on the table right now. Quoting from part of it, our community has repeatedly decided to invest in public transportation. Chapel Hill Transit has 7 million riders each year. In the middle of downtown Chapel Hill, there are far more people, stores, and restaurants today than 20 years ago, but 25% fewer cars. Same in Carrboro, thanks to the current investment and the ongoing investment in public transportation. This is signed by the last four, I think, mayors of Carrboro, including Lydia Lavelle, Mark Chilton, Mike Nelson, and Ellie Kinnaird, and five former mayors of Chapel Hill: Mark Kleinschmidt, Kevin Foy, Rosemary Waldorf, Ken Brown, and Howard Lee. You did not sign it, so...
I'm going to be working with our own council. We're looking at a resolution on Monday. And we're very, very, we are very much for public transportation. We're very invested in Chapel Hill Transit and making it all work. So we're advocating, and we were trying to leave room for negotiating ability, and we are very thankful to our commissioners who've been trying to work out a deal that helps keep our system alive and functional. So we're still advocating for all the components of our Chapel Hill Transit plan that connect our riders to the light rail system, and to make sure that there's opportunities and financial viability for doing all that. So you're going to see a resolution coming from us on Monday.
Awesome.
That's where we were headed, so I will be signing on with my own council that way as the current situation.
Right. We got this open letter and was like, what?
We had talked about that. I had been in contact with Rosemary Waldorf and talking about We want to make sure in our resolution that we're continuing to advocate for the pieces of our transit system that help make this a full network of transit. Mm-hmm. So though that piece wasn't on there, it was more about the history of public transit, which I thought was wonderful, the historical perspective and thinking about planning for the future. Mm-hmm. So the commissioner is going to be talking about this at the work session tonight.
Tonight, yep.
The plan's been ebbing and moving even so. So we were waiting for like I said, we've been very appreciative that the Orange County commissioners have been really out there renegotiating the cost sharing. But that bus plan is really, really important to us. How we connect citizens to and from, and how that we have the bus hours to do that, and our BRT plan. That was a crucial component of this, and so we're trying to advocate for all of that.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So, yeah.
So we'll keep talking about that. And again, public hearing, continuation of the public hearing with the work session now tonight at 7 o'clock, and then the big vote next week, which...
Yeah.
Well, I'll be talking about for the next 150 hours until that happens.
Well, it will. And so this is the vote to whether to move to the engineering phase or not.
Right.
And there were new numbers being worked out and going to be displayed at the work session tonight. So I advise people to tune in and take a look at that.
Definitely.
And then the votes will happen with the Durham County Commissioners, the Orange County Commissioners, the MPO, and then the Go Triangle Board.
Yep.
So that's all happening next week to move into the next phase.
All right. Speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, what else is going on in town?
So I had the pleasure of attending many wonderful events this week, most of them all yesterday. So that was a lot of fun. The morning started off with the ribbon cutting for UNC's Horizons program. This is the program that helps women who are substance abusers, have substance abuse, who are pregnant, and how to help them become successful parents, people, workers, and it was a fascinating story to hear that it's been such a successful program. They now have a bigger, newer space to work in. They have a 5-star daycare involved, helped over 200 and something women just last year alone. It teaches them skills, it teaches them hope, it teaches them how to be, like I said, all these things in there, and it was just heartwarming. And the governor was here talking about, with the rise in opioid use, that we cannot arrest our way out of this. And these programs like this need to be funded. It's mostly funded through grants. Need to be funded because they're successful. And you're not only affecting the life of that mother, you're affecting the life of the future outcome of that child as well. So that only bodes well for everyone. So it was just wonderful. And Senator Tillis was there as well, Chancellor Folt, Dr. John Thorpe, who started this program, Dr. Jones, who's running the program. It was just an amazing event. And then yesterday, we called a hotel summit, and we had 16 different individuals representing 10 of our hotels to come together to talk about how we communicate. They are our ambassadors out there communicating with people about things to do, see, just be, parts of Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Orange County, Hillsborough. We talked about we're one community, and how do we communicate better, and what does that look like? And this is the first time they've all come together in a very, very long time, and there's a lot of new people in the group,
and it was
the first time of coming together.
So what's the role of hotel people in terms of getting that message out?
Well, so that's what we talked about. What works for you? The Visitors Bureau puts together this information. Downtown Partnership uses it to push out too. But the water crisis kind of brought to light for me that we didn't do a very good job communicating with our hotel group. And then talking about how they receive information that we have to tell about happenings that are going on, how do they communicate with their patrons and people who are staying there? And they talked about they're busy. We needed to use more technology. We need a different format. That would be very helpful. They wanted to hear things that were going on in town. We want to get them signed up to our town listserv, those kinds of things. And then they want to get back together again and talk about more things that concern them as a group. They talked about the HB2 bill. They talked about the water crisis. We talked about what kinds of things can we do to be more demand generators. So that was really good. Visitors bureaus from both Orange County Visitors Bureau and the University's Visitor Bureau were there, as well as the Chamber and Downtown Partnership. It was fun. And we held it at the Frank, and most of them had never been in the Frank before. So that was really cool.
That's a really cool space.
Expose them to art.
Nice. I like the idea. And this is certainly true. And we've talked about this in the context of sort of other cities as well. So local economy, this is kind of a defining characteristic, but there's not really a lot of, it's not competitive between the hotels in the same way that you think it was. If one hotel succeeds, that's actually good for the other 10.
Yeah, and they talked about how they do really well on weekends, especially when we have national championships and big game weekends. But the weekdays are a little bit of a problem because we don't have as much commercial business here. And that's one of the things I told you, my goal is to help promote more commercial business. So we talked about that as well. And we have new hotels coming on. It's a different situation now. We have a lot more hotel rooms than we've had before. four. How does that play out? We have two new hotels opening up, one in Southern Village and one Rosemary Street will be opening in the fall. So it's going to be an interesting shift in dynamics as well. And there's plenty of demand, people who stay across into Durham who want to be doing activities in Chapel Hill. And it's growing. Then tourism is a huge component of our economy here.
How does commercial business help hotels?
Because people come to visit with office visits and sharing of information and collaborating on projects. And your business traveler. Your business traveler coming in.
Yep.
And especially the other event that I attended yesterday, too, was the UNC Innovation Showcase last night. Over 70 emerging and new companies showing us what they were, their ideas and where they were in their concept phase, and talking about innovation and staying here in Chapel Hill and being creative. And that brings other companies in who want that. Part of that synergistic relationship, they want to capitalize on that and provide jobs and be here. So it was very exciting. I went to the one on healthcare and bioinformatics. It was just fascinating, world-changing ideas. You're just like, wow. Just one of them, I'll just say, was an asthma app, which I wish I'd had for my child when he was growing up. It was an app so you could track everything, so you could see if there was a pattern. You could tell what the pollen count was. It's an application that pulls other resources together for you to track when you used your inhaler, how wonderful that you would have a report to give the doctor to see if you're using the right inhaler, because you can tell from the attacks and it was fascinating.
That's
so there
really
were a lot of things like
you
that.
You did all of this yesterday.
Yeah, we it was a day. And a lot of phone calls about light rail.
Yeah. I mean, this is one of the things that I love about Chapel Hill, and the fact that businesses want to come here. It's not even just a particular commercial business. It's just the idea of the town as being so alive and buzzing, and things are happening, and business is vibrant, and there's so much happening on a daily basis, and the university drives a lot of that. The town drives so much of it. That's what makes it an attractive place to live and work and be and play and laugh and eat and shop and everything
else. I think it's our value system that plays into that.
Oh, yeah.
I think our value system inspires creativity.
Yeah,
our
definitely.
Values of letting people be who they are, know who they want, and explore options.
Yeah.
I mean, we really
feel free to think
that.
Outside the box, which is where all the innovation comes
it
from.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is. And you draw from that student energy as well. They want to change the world. I keep telling you, they see the world differently, and I'm excited about that and the possibilities. But for a town of 60,000, we sure have a heck of a lot going on.
Anyway. And speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, that was yesterday. What else is going on?
Well, today, did you want me to read a poem?
I do want you to read a poem.
Okay,
I don't want to cut you off, though.
Well, I was going to say one more thing. On Saturday morning, we are celebrating 1 year of pickleball courts.
Nice.
It's been a very successful program. We'll have a little event there. We also have the 10-miler downtown, and we also have the UNC Science Expo.
I'm celebrating the main stage. I'm excited.
Oh, good. That's wonderful.
I'll have my umbrella just in case, but I'm hoping for a really nice day.
It's going to be a beautiful
day. It's going to be fun.
A beautiful day. So there's a lot going on downtown. So if you're trying to get downtown and you're not wanting to go to those two events, you might want to wait till after 11:30 to get in there. But we'll be closing the roads down for the 10-miler. It's a very exciting event. People love it. And spring is just a buzz with lots of activities. Many galas and activities are going on all the time, all around. So if you're looking for something to do, there's plenty out there. You can connect in always to our website and to the visitors' website and to Downtown Partnership. You can find plenty to do.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, Mayor, hang out for just a second. We're going to take a really quick break.
Okay.
When we come back, National Poetry Month.
Oh, cool.
I am excited to hear what you have to read as your favorite poem. But that's coming up on the other side of this break. 3:49 here at WCHL. Aaron Keck with you this afternoon. We've got Chapel Hill Pam Heminger here in the studio with us, and I'm excited because this is National Poetry Month. All of our regular weekly guests, have asked them to bring in their favorite poems and read them on the air. We've had some really, really good ones, and Mayor Heminger is here with hers. So take it away. What do we got?
I won't say it's my favorite poem, but I think it's a very apropos poem, and I love the poet, who is George Moses Horton.
Nice.
The Black Bard of UNC.
Yep,
and this one is called, and I think it's the timing is great, The Graduate Leaving College.
Go for it.
All right. What summons do I hear? The morning peal, departure's knell. My eyes let fall a friendly tear and bid this place farewell. Attending servants come, the carriage wheels like thunder's roar, to bear the pensive seniors home, here to be seen no more. Pass one more transient night, the morning sweeps in the college clean. The graduate takes his last long flight, no more in college seen. The bee in which courts the flower must with some pain itself employ, and then fly home at the day's last hour, home to its hive with joy.
I love it. What's it called again?
It's called the Graduate Leaving College.
The Graduate Leaving College.
Yeah. I know my kids' own children have gone through this when they have left Carolina specifically.
Yep.
Of wanting to touch everything, see everything, be there. And they do come back to visit, but there is that tender moment.
It's not the same when you're
really
back
not.
To visit.
And
that last day is so important.
It's a little bit of an end of an era in your own life. Those college years are pretty wonderful. And for most people, but it's a wonderful time in life when you get to explore and learn and just be you on college. And those are very dear years. I think we all remember them pretty well.
So. Awesome. I love it. I'm so excited about the fact that everyone has come in with such great stuff. Like, we have to keep this going beyond.
It's pretty cool that you're excited about poetry. I love that.
Yeah. All right. Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.